Today, we're looking at public safety in the Bay Area. This is the first story in a series reported by students in our Audio Academy, KALW's journalism training program.
What does public safety mean to you?
So, do you owe a person sex if you've been flirting with them?
No!
The city is not prepared unless everyone in the city is prepared for a disaster.
And so that it's not just about getting a job and keeping it for 30 days. It's really about stabilizing your entire life.
We all know we're supposed to prepare for earthquakes, but how many of us really have a plan? We went to downtown Oakland and took a little survey.
Try to not have too much loose crap around, you know, or like things that'll topple over.
I'm prepared at home with water.
I just take it one day at a time and don't worry about it.
No, I haven't prepared.
I'll probably be the first to die.
Those were the voices of Ann Lackey, Rachel Berkowitz, J. Maurice Butler, Richard Green, and Jane Shao. And while they did mention a few good ideas, a lot more goes into developing a well-thought-out earthquake plan. KALW's Eli Wertschafter has the story.
I recently moved to a new neighborhood in Berkeley, and on a sunny afternoon shortly after moving, I saw something I had never witnessed before. A troop of my neighbors with hard hats and bright yellow vests doing an emergency drill out on the sidewalk.
The fire department isn't going to be able to show up everywhere, you know, and so we're going to be on our own for a while.
That's my neighbor Steve Greenberg. He and his wife keep a stash of emergency supplies for the whole neighborhood. The exercise was happening in their driveway, three doors down from me. I missed most of the drill, so I caught up with him later to find out what the plan was for our neighborhood.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks so much for letting me check this out.
Sure.
We head to the backyard, and he shows me this big, gray plastic shed. Inside are all the emergency supplies. After a serious earthquake, my neighbors and I are supposed to gather here.
We volunteered on a temporary basis to put it back here, and it's been here ever since.
In the city of Berkeley, any neighborhood can apply for one of these caches. They're worth $3,000 or $4,000, and the city will pay for it if the neighborhood can meet certain standards.
The neighborhood was sufficiently organized and trained to qualify for cash, and so that's how we got it.
The city says this program is the first of its kind. To date, they've delivered over 100 of these caches to different neighborhoods. Steve unlocks the shed.
So there's no food or water in here, but there's other supplies like for search and rescue and firefighting, and there's a generator and some lights. And
inside are some things you'd expect, like a big first aid kit. But there are also things that were totally unfamiliar, at least to me.
How does it fit on you? Is it like, is it sling over your front?
It's a backpack.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can you show me?
Yeah.
It's a backpack full of water with a little metal hose sticking out. It's for putting out fires.
It's heavy because it's got, like I said, 5 gallons of water in it.
There's supposed to be water coming out of the pipe.
This thing might be in need of cleaning. Well, it's not. There you go, see? Underscoring the need for regular maintenance.
Steve was around for the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989. He went down and volunteered at a Red Cross shelter where displaced people were camping out. It had an impact on him.
Any such experience always, you know, makes you think about, well, what worked, what didn't work, you know, how could I be personally better prepared? How could I better help other people?
People like me with absolutely no earthquake plan.
So let's say I'm trapped in my basement two houses down.
Hopefully you would be able to, you know, yell out, and then we would organize a team and use our search and rescue equipment.
But how would all those other neighbors know what to do? It kind of depends on more of them taking emergency preparedness classes, like Steve has done.
If you don't know what you're doing, it could be more dangerous than helpful.
I wanted to be helpful, not dangerous. So I went to a free training in my neighborhood, put on by the city of Berkeley. It's called a CERT class. CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team. I found out that the CERT instructors know Steve pretty well.
He is one of the sweetest, most wonderful, most organized, virtually brilliant
Einstein-like person I've ever met in my life. I idolize him, man.
That's Bill Springer. He's another guy who loves being prepared.
I've got one neighbor who, when he sees me, he walks by and says, well, have a disastrous day.
For most of us, disaster preparedness doesn't sound so fun. That's why we put it off and put it off. But at the training with me today are 14 Berkeley citizens who have resisted that urge. People like Maggie Heffernan, who sounds like she'd prefer to spend a Saturday morning anywhere else.
I don't feel like doing this, but I'm doing it. In case we have a major disaster, I don't want to be totally in the dark.
In today's class, we're learning how to operate a command post, like what Steve's backyard would become after a disaster. And the whole point, says Bill Springer, is to be organized.
Having people go around willy-nilly it's unsafe, for one thing. It's horribly unsafe.
We break up into groups. Each response team gathers around a table with a map of a made-up neighborhood. And it's Berkeley, so the streets have names like Yogurt Way and Veggie Court. Another teacher, Sean Connors, gives us the situation.
There has been a strong earthquake centered in San Pablo Bay. You are frightened and trying to calm yourself down. You assume first responders are overwhelmed and your neighborhood will be on its own for the foreseeable future.
Everyone at the table picks a role.
I'd like to try scribe. The last time I was operations, I lost people in the field.
Well, I'll lose the people today. It's just an exercise.
We're not supposed to be terrified.
But it's hard to keep cool, because inside the scenario, Berkeley is in chaos. An instructor calls in via walkie-talkie.
ICP-6, I have a report of a hysterical woman yelling about her son. Something about bricks falling and not talking. The address here is 1202 Veggie Court. Over.
I think the danger is that somebody is under those bricks. That's why if she's so upset, her son might be under those bricks. This is an more urgent situation.
The team dispatches a rescue party.
Send two people out to get her.
To Yogurt Way and Cappuccino.
Here.
ICP-4, this is ICP-1, go ahead.
They get bombarded with reports like this for about an hour. They make quick decisions, and this is crucial, they keep good records.
This is the end of the exercise. Now you're going to have a couple of minutes to prepare an incident report for the fire department.
The whole thing was intense, but we all survived. Here's Margaret Goyette.
I feel more prepared, but the more prepared you feel, the more you realize you've got a lot more work to go.
It's true. You never know how bad an earthquake is going to be.
The city is not prepared unless everyone in the city is prepared.
That's instructor Bill Springer again.
If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Well, we don't want anybody to be a problem or have a problem. We want everyone to be self-sufficient and able to help their neighbors who are in trouble.
I'd been counting on my neighbor Steve to save me, but maybe I need to get a little more proactive. In Berkeley, I'm Eli Werchafter for Cross Currents.